We are continuing our coverage of local and state elections. Don't forget that primary election is coming up quickly, May 21st, so get out and cast your ballot. Joining me by phone right now is Senator Jim Guthrie from District 28, and he is running for re-election. Senator Guthrie, thanks so much for taking a moment.
Thank you, Joanna. It's good to have an opportunity to be with you this afternoon.
Well, Senator, what a busy session, and that has wrapped up. So I would love for you to share with us what the highlight was for you of the session.
Well, each session is different, and this one was certainly different from a lot of others. It saw a lot more, I would say, contention maybe is a little too strong a word, but uneasiness is probably not strong enough. There's certainly a difference of opinion that now exists in the Republican Party, and that plays out in the process where we try to pass legislation. So that was an interesting dynamic. I chair the State Affairs Committee, and it is kind of the catch-all for everything that doesn't fit somewhere else. And a lot of the controversial issues go through there. And so with that responsibility as chair of that committee, I have some latitude on what legislation I hear and that type of thing, and also work with others to try to make policy that makes better sense before we have a hearing. So that was interesting for me. It's been the second year I've chaired that committee. I serve on the Resources and Environment Committee and also the Commerce Committee, and they're certainly busy committees as well, as they deal with a lot of human resource issues, and then on resources with our water, which is really important to the state. So that was something that I think is going to be an ongoing issue as far as the water and how we appropriate and manage that resource. And also the budget process this year was quite different. And so that was kind of represented a little bit of a unique challenge and a different approach to budgeting. And so we'll see if they continue that format next year. I'm hoping that they will rethink that. I think it had some issues that caused just by the very nature of passing maintenance budgets first and then going back and doing enhancements, and it just created some additional unnecessary conflict in the Senate in particular, and also in the House, I believe.
Well, Senator, as you've been talking with your constituents, campaigning, what is one of the major concerns that you're hearing from them?
I think the consistent issue that you hear year after year is education. And right now there's a big push to do vouchers, to do some kind of tax credit, and to migrate away from the traditional public education and how we fund public education as we know it. So that's certainly been a hot button issue. But education in general is important and continues to be as we look at things like career technical education and diversifying our curriculum so that students in K-12 or in high school have some options rather than just a traditional post-secondary pathway. And I think those CTE avenues and also certificates, different things like that. And the nice thing about that is it fits the needs of industry, because industry is screaming for those type of specialties and that type of short-term training that can fit what they need for their workforce requirements. So I'm really, I hear a lot about education. There's also, a lot of conflict or controversy around the launch program. I happen to be supportive of that. I think, again, it creates additional opportunities to meet those in-demand careers, which is, again, a win-win that helps the students have a diversified opportunity and some financial support, and then it helps industry that has those critical needs. So number one has to be education. And the other one, I think, still hearing a lot on property taxes, that people are feeling overwhelmed with the increased values and subsequent raise in taxes that they're obligated to pay. And last year we did give some relief with House Bill 292, and that was certainly, I think, welcome. But that's something that's going to have to be an ongoing discussion as well.
So plenty to tackle for sure. One of the things that I'm hearing is that people seem to be getting a bit frustrated and somehow believing that their voice and their vote doesn't matter. What message would you have for those people who just aren't believing that their vote counts?
I think a lot of that stems in that voter apathy, and that feeling you described stems from what's going on at the national level. I think we're all frustrated there, but I will say on the state level, there's probably never been a more critical election to engage in, because the direction of Idaho politics is hanging in the balance, and whether we want to kind of stick with something that we feel like has worked over the years and moves Idaho education and Idaho's economy forward, or we want to make some very significant changes in that regard. And so there's a significant split and difference of opinion philosophically and politically, particularly in the Republican Party. And, you know, we'll see how that plays out this election. So I would just say to people, there's probably never been a more critical election to engage in. And I'm hoping that they will see the value in doing that. And again, it's our constitutional privilege that we have. And I think people should take that seriously.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, one of the things that I have come across as I've been shining a spotlight on the importance of getting out and vote is that, you know, Senator, there are a lot of stories out there where a handful of votes decided an election. And so at this local and state level, I think we have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because every vote does count. And the thing I think that maybe people don't have a full appreciation of is sometimes it takes a methodical approach to change direction and change policy. It's not something, you know, if you make a decision on your own, in your own household or business, you can be pretty nimble and react pretty quickly. But in the government, it's a little bit more methodical, and the process takes longer. And that's kind of by design, so that there isn't these knee-jerk reactions, and it's a more measured approach to problem solving. So I think people do get upset with that. But when you look at what Idaho has done in terms of the economy, in terms of tax relief that's been offered over the past several years, and in terms of commitment to education that has been significant over the last half dozen or so years, the commitment to our road infrastructure and our attention to water and our natural resources, I you know, I guess I would disagree when people say nothing's getting done or they feel like people aren't listening, because there's so many good things that's happening in the state. In fact, we almost are causing a problem that with being such an attractive state, our growth is a little more explosive than I'd like to see. And of course, I'm a country kid, a farm kid, and so I get a little nervous about this explosive growth. It puts so much pressure on schools, courts, police, fire, and you name it. And so I would like to see a little bit more of a measured growth rather than some of this fast growth we've been seeing. But it is indicative of recognition from people all over the United States that Idaho is really a gem, and they're wanting to come here. And so now we have to kind of deal with the effects of growth.
So true. The secret is out. People understand how amazing it is. Senator, how could people learn more about your campaign?
Well, certainly they're welcome to email or give me a call. I will be honest with you, I'm not a big social media guy. I don't have a bunch of social media platforms. I've kind of been soured on those. I think there's maybe as much mischief that goes on in that arena as there are good things, but I think on my website is www.jimguthrie.us, I believe is, I think I got that right, but I'm open to emails, and certainly I get phone calls and those kind of things. So that's always, and you know, we do a lot of things that interactively with different groups where we meet and present and talk to groups. And so there's a lot of opportunity for that interaction as well.
Well, Senator Jim Guthrie of District 28, thanks so much for chatting with me.
You bet, Jolene. Appreciate it.
You